I have someone on the line from the Thrive Research Hub at Melbourne University. She's a director there, and there's a view by the Thrive Research Hub that we need more plants in our homes. I wonder why. Good morning, Dominic Hiss.
Good morning.
You live in a city, I'm guessing?
I do. I live in Newport. You just had a caller from there.
Right. And you can barely get in the front door for the amount of plants you've got growing inside the house.
No, not that bad, but I do have a plant in most of my living spaces.
And you've got an ideology associated with this, I understand.
Yes, we did a meta study of over 100 research projects around the world, and were able to conclude that there are well-being and indoor air quality benefits for people if they have plants, both indoors and outdoors.
I'm guessing there are some plants. I mean, if you had just cactuses everywhere, would they make much of a contribution to your life?
You'd be surprised. Cacti such as mother-in-law's tongue or the snake plant, as people know it, or aloe vera actually do really, really well. They absorb a lot of the toxins in our air and so forth. So there are lots of plants and they have differing benefits, just like people are different.
Right. But your proposition is they should be inside the house, not necessarily outside, but I guess that applies particularly to urban living, doesn't it?
Yes, we've moved from our houses with backyards to apartments, and we've lost that connection to nature, which is really critical to well-being. But indoors, plants are also important for the air quality. So outdoor plants help with well-being, if you can see them, but they don't help with the indoor air. And our indoor air can be quite toxic with all of the sort of dust particles and emissions that come from new furnishings and so forth. And our plants help absorb those.
So it's a bit like either I go or the plant goes. So it can't be good for the plant.
Either you go faster or the plant goes.
I'm assuming, I've heard stories about people who grow vegetables close to major highways and they're a bit heavy with sort of toxins being emitted by the cars, although not as bad as they used to be, I'm guessing. How do you test this, by the way?
So as we said, we didn't take the 200 plants in the Life Balance app and put them into homes and test how they performed. We actually, a combination, brought together the research from 101 different studies internationally and did a meta-analysis on those. So we threw some stats at it, created some curves which allowed us to tell you what the optimum number of plants is to have in a room. So depending on the size of the room, there is a certain number of plants which really give you the best air quality and well-being benefits.
All right. I'm going to ask the question.
Yes.
What's the magic number?
Well, it depends on the size of the room, but a medium-sized room between, depending on the size of the plants, between 5 and 10.
Oh, really? That many?
Well, depending. You know, if you've got your tiny, tiny little succulents in a little cup, you can have more if they're your giant palms.
Okay, so a succulent in a cup is in many ways just as effective as a palm.
No, the amount of surface area determines how much air quality improvement you get, so you get much less for a little succulent. But you do get the well-being benefits in that we're innately needing to be connected to nature. Our brains evolved in nature, so...
How about moss in the bathroom?
You're thinking those moss carpets, the moss bath mats.
I'm just thinking
it's connection to nature. It's connection to nature, so it will have some benefits. But you do need to be, careful with these things, as you do with anything, and make sure that things aren't mouldy. That the plants, if a plant's drooping and dying, that's not going to be very good for your well-being. So
I was fantasizing. I just let moss grow in the shower cubicle. Job done. But I'm not hearing support for that particular idea. it is an interesting and fairly compelling idea. It's impossible to mount an argument against it. Thank you for your time, and thank you for your meta study.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your time.
Yes. Dominic Heath, Director of Thrive Research Hub at Melbourne University. Get some plants.